This 30-year-old Afghan man remembers the day a stranger approached him while he was walking home from work in Kabul. The stranger seemed to know a lot about him, his name, where his family lived, and most important, that he was working with a U.S. development agency. The brief conversation ended with an implied warning: stop working with the Americans or be killed.
I was really, really scared. I was scared to death. My lips were shaking, and now I can imagine, and still I am speechless about that situation.
The Afghan, who told his story via Skype from Kabul, asked that we not use his name to protect his safety. As a teen, he and his parents fled Afghanistan, driven out by the Taliban. After the U.S. invasion, they returned, and he joined the U.S.-backed efforts to stabilize the country. He worked for a U.S. aid-funded project helping farmers grow tomatoes, dairy, and apricots. He also worked at the American University in Kabul. His work soon drew death threats from local militants.
The extremists is all over in here, you know? It's all over, even our neighborhoods. They don't like us to work with foreigners, you know? They don't want us. They do everything to stop us.
He fled to a different part of the city and went into hiding. But he soon returned to his job. He had to support his parents, wife, and young son. Today, they're all hiding.
We are living in fear, you know, and the extremists is all over. And if they find out, then who knows what will happen.
He's applied for a special visa program to bring his family to safety in the U.S., but the line is long and the timeline uncertain. Mac McEachin is a policy expert with the International Refugee Assistance Project. His group helps Afghans whose work with the U.S. makes them targets. He says they're essential to the war and development efforts.
In a place like Afghanistan, the mission really doesn't get done without them.
But that can leave them open to risks as U.S. troops return home or aid agencies pull out.
These are small communities. Everyone knows everyone. And so it's never a surprise, or it's never a question as to who is working with the Americans. It's only a question of how well protected are they going to be.
The U.S. created the visa program for Afghans in 2009. It's called the Special Immigrant Visa, or SIV. Those who get one can move to the U.S., but there aren't enough visas. Last year, about 2,600 Afghans came to the U.S. under the program, and the State Department is in the process of admitting 2,500 more. But there are still 13,000 applicants waiting. The average processing time is 16 months.
So if you think of the need as this giant reservoir of water, the SIV is like a soda straw.
Steve Miska is a retired Army colonel who served in Iraq and on the National Security Council in the Obama administration.
There's no way that the SIV is going to be able to address the entire need.
He'd like to see the U.S. develop a more comprehensive policy to protect local allies. That's a goal that Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois shares. But he says the fight is hampered by a lack of funding and public attention. He says if the U.S. doesn't take care of the Afghans, it goes against military ethics and plays into the hands of enemies.
We did it in Vietnam, and you know, the concern is we do it here, basically abandoning people that work with us. It really does affect national security for the long run.
The Senate's defense spending bill would fund 4,000 more visas next year. Meanwhile, many more thousands of Afghans wait, hoping that one of those visas brings their family to safety. In Los Angeles, I'm Dorian Marina.